Okay, so today's Shaila is something I was asked a couple times. One time was actually a very interesting story. I'll tell you, I'll mention this in a few minutes. And that is if someone by accident cooked their cholent on Shabbos. The case was their cholent was burning and they added cold water to the cholent, a lot of cold water actually. By accident, they forgot that that wasn't allowed. So part of the cholent was cooked on Shabbos effectively. So if food is cooked on Shabbos, are you allowed to partake of the food? Are you allowed to eat it? Do we say that, well, you did an avera, okay, move on and it's behind you and you could benefit for the food? Or no, do we say that once the food becomes, because you cooked on Shabbos, and you did a, it's called Maisa Shabbos, which is that you desecrated Shabbos, you're not allowed to benefit from the desecration of Shabbos. You're not allowed to benefit from something from Chilul Shabbos. So over here, the cholent was cooked on Shabbos. Are you allowed to eat the cholent? This also actually happened in a shul that I was at, and there was a big cholent. It was a big kiddush for about 100 people. And the question is, are you allowed to eat the cholent? So this sugya is called Maisa Shabbos. That's what it's termed in the Poskim. The source is the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Ches in the Shulchan Aruch. Maaseh Shabbos means that Chazal basically wanted to punish, it's a knas, they wanted to penalize those that desecrate Shabbos, and therefore they penalize them that they're not allowed to benefit from the desecration. The case, another example would be if you turn the light on by accident in your bedroom on Shabbos, you have accident knocked the light on. So are you allowed to read in the bedroom? Obviously you could be there but being in the room is not benefiting from the light. You could do anything that you could have done without the light. But the question is, can you benefit from reading in the bedroom or reading in the bathroom if you turn the light on and so on and so forth? Now there are many details of these halachas, so obviously we're only talking about the case in front of us. Ravad Yosef and Yakut Yosef, he talks about that there are certain heterim if you by accident desecrated Shabbos during Bein HaShemashos, and obviously every case it's like any other form of halacha. You have to just go with what's in front of you. In any case, you could always contact me, email me, but there's I contact your Rav, and there are always variations. But right now we're talking about a case where you cooked on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Shin Yud Ches Sif Aleph in the beginning, Hamavashel b'Shabbos, if you cook on Shabbos. So you desecrated Shabbos in any other form, bemazed if you did it on purpose. So if you did it on purpose, then the halacha is that the person who desecrated Shabbos, the person who actually did it, is never allowed to benefit. Meaning if you cooked the cholent on purpose, you knew it was Shabbos and you didn't care, then you're never allowed to eat the cholent. Other people are allowed to eat it on Matzei Shabbos. Okay, so if the cholent was cooked on purpose, then no one's allowed to benefit from it. Now, to be honest, that's very rarely the case. And even though there are people, let's say people aren't religious and they cook, to call it mezid is very, very difficult to say. Mezid is very, very, very uncommon. That's someone who knows it's Shabbos, doesn't care, understand what Shabbos is. It happens. You can have some people that are, that went to yeshiva and then over time they unfortunately became not religious, not observant. And such people sometimes, if they want to rebel, will do things on purpose. So if such a case, if that's the case where the person cooked cholent mamish on purpose just to, provoke his family and to provoke Hashem, then yes, you're not allowed, no one's allowed to eat from the cholent on Shabbos. But Baruch Hashem, that's not very commonly the case. The case is usually where it was done by accident. So what's the halacha by accident? So says the Shulchan Aruch, u'b'shoigeg, when it's done by accident, aser boi b'yoyim gam la'acherim u'la'erev muter gam le'miyat. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if you cook food on Shabbos by accident, you're still not allowed to benefit. No one's allowed to benefit until Matzei Shabbos. That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that for Shabbos, it's aser for everybody, and Matzei Shabbos, it's muter for everybody. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, clear cut, if you cook cholent by accident on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it. Not allowed to eat it at all. And you do any other form of malach on Shabbos, if you turn the light on by accident, and assuming the light, actually, maybe I'll take that back because it could be it's only rabbinic, and rabbinic prohibitions might be a little different. But if you do a biblical form of Chilul Shabbos, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to benefit from it on Shabbos, not you, not anybody else. So this cholent is off limits. And so right off the bat, pretty clear, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's aser. Okay, now if it was that simple, I wouldn't be doing a 10-minute halacha on it. Says the Mishaburah. The Mishaburah brings down in Sifkat and Zion. He writes the following: Hinei b'Gemara pligi binyan shoygeg u'meizid Rav Meir v'Rav Yehuda. This question is really a machlokas tanoim between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. V'das Shulchan Aruch das Rav Yehuda. And the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is to follow Rav Yehuda that treats a shogig like a mezid, that penalizes a shogig as well. And therefore, if you cook cholent by accident on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch treats it, when it comes to the penalty, as if it was done on purpose, and no one's allowed to benefit from it on Shabbos. And that's the opinion of Yehuda. Shekein eskimu harif haramba gaonim, and that's the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam and other gaonim. However, the Vilna Gaon Hagra Hiskim Bibiura Lushitas Ataisis Vesiasam de Pasuk Rav Meir. However, the Vilna Gaon disagrees. And the Vilna Gaon holds to be mezid aser bein loy bein lachir mamatzei Shabbos. The Vilna Gaon paskins like Rav Meir, which is that if it was done on purpose, it is aser. However, ubeshoigig mutter gam loy miyad. However, according to the Vilna Gaon, he follows Rav Meir, if you desecrate Shabbos by accident, you're allowed to benefit from it on Shabbos. That's the opinion of Vilna Gaon. Meaning, we start off by saying that the Shulchan Aruch holds that if you desecrate Shabbos by accident, it's aser for everybody until Matzei Shabbos. Therefore, if you cook cholent, it would be aser for everybody to eat the cholent until Matzei Shabbos. That's the opinion of the Mechaber. However, the Vilna Gaon disagrees, and he says, no, it is mutter on Shabbos. You are allowed to benefit. If the desecration was done by accident, you are allowed to benefit from it. And therefore, according to the Vilna Gaon, it's absolutely mutter. So right now you have a machlokes between the Vilna Gaon and the Shulchan Aruch. So how do we paskin? Right to the Mishabura, ubamakam atzarech yishlismech alzeh bebishel b'shagig. In a case of necessity, you may rely on the Vilna Gaon, and you may be lenient. So practical halacha, this was the situation. The person came to me and said that she by accident, she has guests, and she by accident added cold water to the cholent, and the cholent was cooked on Shabbos. Is she allowed to eat from it? So the first question is, are you Sephardi or are you Ashkenazi? So if you're Sephardi, then you have to follow the Shulchan Aruch, and then it's aser. It's aser. There's no heter. The only heter would be following the Vilna Gaon, but Sephardim don't follow the Vilna Gaon. And it happens to be that when I was in the shul where that happened, it was close to Yom Kippur time. And when the Shaila came up, they mentioned that the cholent was cooked by accident on Shabbos. So I said, well, definitely Sephardim can't partake in the food. So before we even get to Ashkenazim, right off the bat, the Sephardim hold that it's aser. So someone said, maybe even the Sephardim can follow the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon was a huge, you know, it's in the name, he was the Vilna Gaon. Why can't the Sfaradim follow him? So I mentioned that Yalkut Yosef brings down from his father, Chacham Avad Yosef, that Avad Yosef says he was very upset that people were following the Vilna Gaon over the Shulchan Aruch. The Sfaradim have accepted, as they would say, Maran, they've accepted Maran for everything, bein lahakol bein lahachmer, that the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is law, and that's the way the Sfaradim should follow, and to start following the Vilna Gaon would be inappropriate in this case for Sfaradim. That's not part of their Mesorah. And therefore, Rav Avadya Yosef said that if a desecration of Shabbos was done, even by accident, it has to be also like the Vilna Gaon, like the Mechaber, not like the Vilna Gaon. And especially, it was around the Yom Kippur time, and I said, I'm not going to give Sfaradim food that, according to their Paiskim, is also. So if there are Sfaradim there, they can't partake of the food. What about Ashkenazim? So we mentioned that the Vilna Gaon is lenient. The Mishabura says you could rely on it in Makam Tzairich. So the Sefer Ma'or HaShabbos, the Sefer Ma'or HaShabbos brings down that it's a Shaila of the modern day Paiskim, a Machlegis between, I believe, Rav Nissen Karelitz and Rav Nassim Gestetner. Is Cholent considered Makam Tzairich? And I'm sure people insert their jokes there about Ashkenazim needing Cholent, but is Cholent considered a Makam Tzairich? I would think that if that's the main, so I asked the person, I said, are there Ashkenazim there? She said, yes. I said, is the cholent the main dish that you're serving Shabbos day, or is it just one of like 20? She said that was basically the only thing hot. So if that's the only thing hot, you definitely can rely on that. And for cholent, especially if that's the main food, the Ashkenazim could definitely rely on the Vilna Gaon and b'makom tzairich yesh l'hakel. So what happened was I got up in the shul, and I just got up and I couldn't really explain myself. It sounded very very racist, but I said that the cholent, something happened to the cholent today, and it's only good for Ashkenazim, not for the Sephardim. So I said, I tried to explain myself that this is a halachic issue, this is not, we love Ashkenazim, we love Sephardim all the same. But in this case, so if Lamaisa, going back to the practical halacha, if a desecration of Shabbos happened by accident, it would depend if you're Sephardi or Ashkenazi. According to Sephardim, it's absolutely also to benefit from it on Shabbos. According to Ashkenazim, in a case of necessity, you may be lenient and rely on the Vilna Gaon. Just one last thing. This just adds to the point of why every Shaila has to be addressed independently. The Bir Halacha brings down from the Chachmas Adam that it could be that if the desecration of Shabbos That was done by accident. It could be the villain. Even the Mechaber is lenient in certain instances, and that is where perhaps he's not sure. He ends off Tzarachin, but perhaps if the if what happened was carrying, meaning a lot of times people will bring, let's say, wine to your house. If they're not religious, they might bring wine or cakes or cookies, assuming obviously he's under the good Heksher and all that stuff. They'll bring wines, cakes, and cookies from outside of the Erev, or they drove it to you. So technically a desecration of Shabbos happened. So according to the Svaradim, it should be Aser. However, it could be that because there was no change in the object, meaning when you cook something, the object was changed through the desecration. But when something was carried, when the wine just traveled, the wine is exactly the same wine as it was before. It could be we're more lenient. So there's certain malachas that even the Mechaber would be lenient. That's why, again, every single Shaila has to be brought up. But in a case where someone cooked by accident on Shabbos, it would be a Machloikas Svaradim Ashkenazim. And the Ashkenazim could be lenient in a case of Tzairich. Okay, so if there's any questions, you could please contact me at avizakutinsky@gmail.com, AviZakutinsky@gmail.com.